Peace and blessings, everybody. This is your host, Queen Taib, in the building. I'm doing something a little bit different, keeping it short and sweet. I have a lot on my mind, apparently, you know what I mean? But I want to make things make sense right now. And, you know, spirit is not allowing me to sleep right now. And I just want to make some things make sense. You hear me? There's so much stuff that's going on. It just doesn't make any sense. And one thing for sure, we as a people, we got to start standing up for the stuff that makes sense. You hear me? And we're spending all of our time chasing after things that doesn't exist. It's an illusion to the brain, the body, the mind, like I said, and your soul. You heard me? And until we learn to wake up, I don't see the change. There's a lot of things that's here to control the people, to control us as a whole, you know. And it's not in a good way. You know what I'm saying? It's leading us all into destruction if we don't wake up. We still have time to be able to turn some things around. Which when we have people in office that could assist us because they are our people or because they love the people, they can make sense. It doesn't matter where you're from. You need to step up and sign these petitions. You need to step up and make sure that you're present. You need to step up and make sure you're present in your own environment and figure out what you can do to get involved, okay? Now, they got stuff that they're building already to help or to violate the human right even a step further, to read our minds before we could even, you know what I'm saying? So it's time for us to keep it moving in the right direction. Why would we create machines to destroy us or to think or be better than a human, which in my mind, nothing is better than a human because we always are innovative and we always can create. But yet you want to try to build everything in a science form to indicate that nothing else exists but what you are creating and how you're creating it. Say, if you're going to build something like a Terminator, you need to be building that shit to destroy all the trash that's going on in the society, in the world. You know what I'm saying? Make it make sense versus destroying other countries and stuff that nobody can afford to rebuild. Make it make sense to me. How is it helping the people? How are people able to come together? Make it make sense. We all need to step up. And this is on a higher level than where I'm coming from, you know, with dealing with a different state than where I'm from. You never know who's backing you and supporting you. You know, you have to step outside of the comfort zone and thinking that it's just about your neighborhood, where you're from, that the violence is setting it. And really step up and be somebody and do what you need to do because we all matter. And until you get that in your head, it ain't never going to be nothing. I get where we're coming from as our people. We're supposed to say that. Black lives do matter, okay? We're supposed to say that. We have to recognize that we matter to treat each other as brothers and sisters. And that's what I appreciate here in this network is that we know that. And we do what we can to make things make sense. That's probably why I should have named this when I decided to do this show. But at that time, it just really didn't matter to me. I knew that the main cause of stress and anxiety comes from not taking action when things are going down. All we do is we talk about it, but never putting any action behind what we're saying. Some people don't even think that we even have a way to even go around all of this, but we do. Number one thing is creating establishment, a solid foundation for yourself. This is what this year, 2020, was originally about. It's so much to say that it shut down everything so you can start from the bottom. You can start over. You can do some things different. You know, think it through. Figure out what it is that you really want to do. Because a lot of people were getting tired of the mundane going on, the jobs, knowing that you are worth and deserve to be treated better, knowing that you are working for someone that don't even give a damn about your community. And you barely have enough to take care of what it is that you have. And that same amount of income that you get annually, you possibly can get that in a month. You hear me? But it's a mindset. See, when people offer you a certain amount of money anyways, when it comes to working from home or whatever the case may be, you know, we act skeptical about certain things. And we don't want to reach out when people know how to change that mindset, you know. And I realize that things do take time, but golly, right now is that time to do a change. If that was something that you never thought that you needed to do or that was important, now would be that time to drop what you're doing, the things that you do have, and start investing in yourself. If y'all need any support, y'all already know what to do. Y'all can always go to artunitynetwork.com. And all you have to really do is just sign in. You sign in, we will get to know one another, send in the newsletter so you can keep up with the updates of what's going on, of course, you know. But it's always a get to know you and the things that you want to do and succeed, you know, for your business. We have to come together. All businesses that are already established, we have to come together. You know what I'm saying? That's your solid foundation, you heard me? Agriculture, necessities that we need, you know what I'm saying? Those who are in real estate, please reach out to me. And moving forward, like I said, being an entrepreneur is where it's at right now. Now, it's not saying that those who work at a 9-to-5 isn't important. No, I'm not saying that. You might need to keep that to stay sane with everything that's going on. But as you are working at 9-to-5, it is good to invest. And it's good to invest in yourself. And it's good for us to come together and build with one another. That's where I'm coming from. Make everything make sense. And then we won't be having to go outside of ourselves to look for someone to save us from this chaos that's going on. I hope it all makes sense. Either way, though, I had to get it out. I'm going to get into two songs, and we'll have a show later on today. Just keep it moving. There is some other events that's going on Saturday for those who are in Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri, who want to get out into, you know, some neighborhood community events that are outside. Of course, masks is required. We already know that, so ain't no point in arguing with it, especially when you want to make sure our children are safe and protected and they can get the school supplies that they need and other several things that might be going on. Now, for some of the people, like when you see any people that are homeless, and they got the signs up. She let them know to go to 10th and Harrison. And we're going to provide them an opportunity to clean themselves up and to be hired for a job. You know, everyone deserves a second chance. They deserve opportunity to be able to utilize the skills that they do have, you know, not be judged for their current circumstances. Give them a chance to have a solid foundation, like I'm talking. And then that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., also 10th and Harrison in Kansas City, Missouri. Then we're going to have an event from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., which is, you know, the celebration cookout at the Justice and Dignity Center off of 31st and Paseo Boulevard. They're going to be having an event there as well. Also, celebrating a grand opening for a store out there on 24th and Brooklyn Avenue. It's going to be a new grand opening for a corner shop there, which is good, you know what I'm saying? The more that we're able to build storefronts for our people is good, so they don't have to go out of their way just to get simple necessities in the home. So, you know, we all have goals, and as we continue to strive for these things, we'll continue to learn how to build with one another as well. I want to say peace and love to all of my Art Unity Network friends and family, those who stick in with me, I stick in with you, and your music, and the strength that we can pull through this thing together. Y'all know what I mean. Peace and love.
Reach for the send your information to sendmb3aun@gmail.com. And those who are interested in becoming a member, visit artunitynetwork.com. We want to thank you so much for your love and support. Everything that you guys do does matter when we come together. Also, again, the website is artunitynetwork.com. And our PayPal link for those who might want to participate that way to further move forward in our communities. There's so many different projects that I'm aware of and a part of that you all can be a part of as well. And again, we do thank you for your love and support. You can go to paypal.me/AUNKC. And I thank you so much for tuning in today. Please make a comment, share with your friends and family, and let's keep it moving. Thank you again.
Don't tell nobody. What am I talking about? Tell everybody about AUN_radio, the best podcast here on Anchor.fm and Spotify. All right. And also make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. Peace and blessings.